whether you're getting away or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello, Australia.
Oh, look who's back.
I'm back.
How nice.
Just in time for Friday, my favourite day of the week. I'd have to take a couple of days off. Oh, hard earned.
Yeah, you've got a spring in your step. Welcome back, Mick Malloy.
Do I ever. Been fun times.
Good times.
Hey, big show today.
It's Friday. We love Fridays.
A couple of hours away, the best drinks of the week. Woo. Friday night. Let's get ready to rumble, kids.
Okay. You know who's coming in?
Who?
All my girlfriends have been contacting me today.
What?
Is the Bachelorette Angie Kent coming in and her new man? Yes.
What's he like?
Angie and Carlin are coming in.
No one likes him. I've been reading the internet.
No, that's not
it's
true.
Not a popular choice.
No, he is popular.
I'm going to put it to him.
Well, who cares what anyone else thinks? Angie likes him, so that's the end
does
of the
she?
Story.
Does
oh, well, let's
know?
Ask her.
All right, we'll get
let's
to the bottom
if they
of
that.
Cannot
in front of
wait. Clown of the Week will be up and about as per usual. That's full as a good.
It is full.
Mix GoFundMe.
Excellent
We've
news.
Had so many good ideas.
We're a very
it's hard
innovative
to be
bunch.
All into the
I like the way Triple M listeners think.
They're a canny bunch.
They are a canny bunch. And our mate Dave O'Neill's coming in.
Oh,
we love hearing from Dave.
He better be talking fried chicken.
Well, he's going to talk fried chicken.
Oh, wow. I love it.
And, oh, update, bird of the year. It's been announced.
Okay, we'll give you that one.
I know. Oh, now you wake up to that one.
I've got a swooping update too.
You've got a swooping
update.
You know
I've been swooped out the front of my house.
God, who knew that
we're going to do How Dare You.
So
get ready. If you're outraged, give us a call. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
And we've got everybody can call us today. You must call up and we'll put you on the standby list to see James Rain.
James Rain, which we love. How are you going, Dave? Are you good?
Not bad. I'm not really great. I've got something stuck in my throat. This is not ideal for radio. I sound like I'm a 12-year-old at McDonald's
drive-thru. Do you need some water? Have you got water?
I've got the drive-thru. But
okay. It might have something to do with something that you just ate before.
I think you've poisoned me.
No. What have I done?
James, so I can't speak. James, the assistant producer, junior producer, came in earlier said, "You want twisty, mate?" I was like, "Oh, okay, thank you." Friday,
sort that was of nice
feeling.
Of him.
Yeah, never normally comes in, but I've got into the twisties and then I wipe my face because, you know, you always get sort of the residue on your face and stuff. And I want my fingers. My fingers have gone blue. They've gone blue.
Oh, really?
Then I've stuck out my tongue.
Oh, it's very blue.
And it's really blue. Hey, what strange, foul, practical joke have you played on me, Mick?
Well,
I had nothing to do with it. Oh, I've got an alibi.
You've got all to do with
you
it.
You know where I was at the time. You look ridiculous. Luckily, you don't have to go out tonight.
I do. I'm going to go see you two tonight.
You too.
Rock and roll, Papa Smurf.
No. Embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
Trying to be cool with my peeps.
I'm not sure how long. Okay, so I can explain. I have kept this packet of twisties I found at the beach the other week. No, it's not a trick.
So Jane's brought them in.
Twisties put out a packet of blue tongue twisties. I don't know how long ago, but I saw them at an IGA supermarket.
Right.
Down the beach somewhere.
Yeah.
And I didn't know they were blue tongue twisties. Yeah. I just brought them along and Rob comes in with a blue tongue. And I go, "What? Why is your tongue blue?" He goes, "I don't know." I go, "What's going on?" The kids are rolling over, pissing themselves laughing. And they're blue. They
so
turned
you
me tongue
those
blue.
In today?
And I found I had another pack, so I was going to offer you some, Mick.
One's lodged in my throat at the moment.
And then
so
we thought, let's give them to Dave and see what happens.
Oh, hilarious.
And he didn't know. Oh, you're not happy, are you?
Oh, well, I'm stuck in my throat.
Ah, it's pretty funny, mate.
Go outside and have a good cough,
that's
and
what
we'll
I need.
Continue.
I need a real, you know.
Here we go. So you've had a big day.
Jane, I've had a big
you've
day.
You've had a big day, too. I'm glad I was there for it and to talk you through it.
Are we talking about the same thing?
Yes.
What?
You got your first ever dick pic.
Oh
yeah.
Why? Which way were you going?
Well, I was going to talk about the fact that my daughter had just finished school, but I
can't. There's that too. But let's talk about the big news.
Okay, we better say.
I've never been so proud.
I know.
I just gave you a big hug, and I was so.
We better say. We better say it's not from anybody I know.
I've organised the lineup out the front of the station. You might.
So in Instagram, people can.
I wouldn't say how you got it. I'd just say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Landed
well,
in your plane.
No, I have to say how I got it.
Oh, right. Hey, don't.
If somebody texted to me, it means I know them.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Right. So you don't
know
this person.
So I don't know this person, and I hadn't looked at it for 2 weeks because I didn't know that I had this message. And I went, oh.
There's a ticking time bomb.
Jeez.
I go, I wonder what this is. Oh. No, it just said, image is blurred to protect you from unwanted content. I thought, what could that be? Holy crackerjack. The bleeding?
Wow.
And you know what's interesting? It's blue. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Don't, now that is, were you, is it?
And Mick did say, is that your first?
Oh, congratulations.
I said, I say?
You should frame it.
I'm not.
Put it on the mantelpiece.
I was hoping it might have disappeared by now. So, no, that putting that aside, I did have a very happy day because my daughter's finished school, but I don't want to put the two together.
Don't.
No.
I'll talk about that again later. How are you feeling? I'm what was wrong with you yesterday?
I'm not a fan of the dick pic. I'm old school. I just like to pop out from my tree in a park and start tampering myself. I just find that show her that you really care.
Yeah. So, because, you know, it is my first time looking and I'm going, really? That's supposed to turn me on, really?
See, I've always said this. There's always been magazines called our friends have come on a good day.
Our friends from Karcher
are sitting in.
Really
appalled
in fact,
right now.
I think I need a Karcher on me right now. Calm me down.
No, but I've always said this. There's always been magazines for as long as you can think of which admire the women's body.
Oh, 100%.
There's a magazine called Jugs. I purred. So you jugs, is it men magazines? And that's what you do. But yep. I've never seen a book where women go, excuse me, but do you have the latest in men's penises?
Appendage?
Genitals.
Well, fair enough, because it's not something.
Doesn't stop us sending them, though, does it?
Doesn't stop you.
Say it with love.
Hey, how are you feeling? What was wrong with you yesterday? We interviewed Hamish and Andy, and then after that, you said, I don't feel so good, and you left.
I didn't feel good.
Was it because you saw Hamish and Andy? That's what we were saying.
No,
you're very competitive.
Yeah, competitive. But their show's going to be good on Sunday
it
night.
It is going to be good
o'clock.
On Sunday.
They just sent us a big bag of something.
Yes, snacks.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there was no blue twisties
in
that.
Maybe they sent it.
Yes, it was Hamish and Andy.
Was it really?
Hamish and Andy, you've been pranked by the masters.
Jeez. Go to a song now,
mate,
Dave.
Can you pick up your attitude a bit?
Go to a song. Go and get some water.
Stuck in my throat.
Mate, we're on the air. You've got to come to play.
You're trying to kill me on the
you
show.
You sound a bit whingy.
Get your
sounds
way
sounds a bit
soon.
Whiny. Sounds a bit new age.
A bit girly.
Everybody take a day off, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
I've got something stuck
pot
in my
kettle.
Throat.
Oh,
pot kettle.
Oh, thanks to Holden Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
There are many contenders.
Shove a sock down the throat.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Jason, he's gone to sleep.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be Clown of the Week?
Whatever you need to clean, get that old baby feeling with a Karcher pressure washer. Karcher, life's most satisfying clean.
Well done, Karcher.
You got that right, Toots. Couldn't be happier. This segment has gone a lot better since Karcher came on board.
So too. I think you're right.
I call it the Karcher bump.
That's what it is.
You know, when you surround yourself with quality products.
Well, are there quality people who are behind Karcher?
Well, they're here. They're here today.
Oh, yes. There you go. I had no idea that they were here watching us. Hello, everyone.
I can't have bought anything. I think we've got everything from the Karcher range.
I've got the full Karcher range and I'm using it like there's no tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. We love it.
And it is Clown of the Week, and this is one of our favourite segments we
and
do here.
You're
on
in the running. We've got a couple of Karchers to give away. They are moving like hotcakes. Get on board. It is the season to get outdoors and blast it with water.
You were going to kick off with something. We've got a caller that might help
let's do
us
it.
Kick off.
Okay.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Snappity snap with what we were going to kick off Clown of the Week, but you go ahead.
Oh, really? Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So I bought last-minute KISS tickets only a few hours before.
Two.
<So, laughs>
Okay.
Well, you're clowning myself.
And there it is. My question is, are you clowning yourself or KISS? Because you bought the tickets hours before it's gone offline, and then...
Yeah.
They cancelled.
Little from column A, little from column B, Mick. Little from column
A. Oh, Mike, that's bad luck.
Do you know what? I'm getting a bad feeling about all this because we had Metallica gone, mental health issues. We've just had someone else. Taylor Swift. Yes, in the past we've had so many.
Rolling Stones have cancelled a few times.
People just going, you know what it is, I reckon? We're on the end of the concert tour. I reckon they go, they do their concert tour, and they're tired, they're doing that lap, they're just about home, they've run the marathon,
well, they've
they're
done,
in the
they
stadium.
They did Perth, didn't they?
No, they
didn't
cancelled
even get
Perth.
There.
Yeah, you know what, do you know the reason?
Well, also...
Flu!
Yeah, aren't they also about 97 years old? Isn't that got something to do with it?
We're talking about the Rolling Stones now, or Kiss, or whoever. They're all the same. They won't give up.
You can't tell how old Kiss are because they've still got the makeup on.
I reckon if you're over 50 and you cancel a concert, it's three strikes.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Three strikes, young man's game. Get out of the pool.
Unfortunately, I don't think people are going to be able to get their money back on this Kiss concert.
Why?
No, they've said that yesterday. No, you've got to do that. No, I don't think they're
going to
refund.
I think they were going to honour it. The press release I saw yesterday saying they were.
You can't do that.
What did I read yesterday? Oh, you better clown me.
Yeah. That's the first of many today, by the way.
You've got
a couple coming down the pike.
Okay, I've got...
seriously good.
Oh, really?
I think you win. You're going to win a Karcher. You're going to win a Karcher.
Okay, I will win a Karcher on for a few reasons, but I've got something that's... I don't know if I approve of this. I don't approve of it.
What?
But you know what? Sometimes gender balance has to come into because men have been renowned for farting and laughing about it and filming themselves doing
it. That's what we do.
Yeah.
It's our strong suit.
All right. Well, sometimes a gender reveal party can go a little...
What, so over gender reveal parties. Yeah. Someone died the other day. Someone crashed a plane.
Well, they didn't die, but they crashed the plane. So this bird...
He's dead, but he revealed my gender.
This bird at her gender reveal party.
Yes.
She's got a top on, she's lying down flat, and a little bot's bear. All her girlfriends are around because it's a baby shower gender reveal. And everybody's silent, and then this happens.
She's blowing pink dust or blue dust?
Blue dust. Out of a
popper.
How could she do that on cue?
She knows the method.
What's the method?
Well, that's the one I've told you. Cameron Daddo taught us at school.
Please don't keep saying it. He doesn't want you to say that.
You can
that
do
anymore.
It. You can fart on command.
How?
It's an intake of air. Think of Louis Armstrong's cheek.
Air from here can make you. It's getting a bit pure on
the physics of it all. Okay. Do you know, I lived with Russell Gilbert for a while, right? And we lived in a flat together, and it was very good. It was a bit odd coupley.
No kidding.
But where we were both the untidy ones.
In fact, I'm going, who's the odd? No, it seems not an odd couple.
Russell's quite good around the house.
All right.
In fact, when I.
Oh, he's a great cook.
When I locked myself out of the house drunk and climbed up two stories up a pole and came in the window, he hit me on the head with a vacuum cleaner and I fell down. And I said, that's the first time you picked up the vacuum cleaner in a year. But we were in my lounge. I said to him, mate, I'm bringing around a girl and she's really special. I ended up going out there about 3 years.
This doesn't sound like you.
No. And I said, can you please, a French girl. Ooh. And I said, can you please be on your best behaviour? This is really important to me.
Okay.
He goes, no worries. So you know, we go for dinner and I'm at home and we're sitting in our lounge room and I swear to God, I see him coming down the hall. He's wearing nothing but underpants and I'm going, oh, jeez.
Anyway, has he got a straight face?
He's got a straight face. I can see it coming. It's like a slow burn.
Yeah.
And I go, hi, Corinne. This is Russell, who's my flatmate. Hi, Corinne. Anyway, he bends down because we've got a small flat. He opens the fridge. He bends over and his bum's sticking out. And he farts and he blows talcum powder out into the room and it just lands. It goes like this in front of us on the coffee table.
That's when I approve of a practical joke.
We've got
to have a break now already.
Right. 1-3-3-5-3, get involved.
Thanks,
we've got some couches to give away.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
It is thanks to Karcher. You can take full control around your home with a Karcher pressure washer. Thanks to Karcher, life's most satisfying clean.
Get on board if you're good enough.
That's what I can't wait to do.
We've
this
got two
weekend.
To give away in this very segment.
Yes.
Hey, can you believe it?
Excellent news.
We have the goods for you. All right.
All right. Now I was going to clown you.
Why?
Well, there's a few things. Oh. They're stacking up.
What?
Oh, one was for a promo that I was doing. This is off. Will we do promos at the end of
the show? Yeah, at the end of the show for the next day. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think you'll agree with me.
I don't think so.
You weren't in the best career.
I beg your pardon. Well, let's everybody else can be the judge.
So this didn't go to air. This was
didn't go to air.
It was us recording a line for a promo. Yeah.
And it's probably an insight into how you treat me.
All right, take a listen.
Jim Jefferies, he's possibly got an NBC sitcom on the cards.
Wow, that was flat.
I'll try and do it as flat as I did last time. Jim Jefferies joined us from LA. How dare you?
You see what I'm saying when my you hear
voice,
it back.
My attitude, my voice is so professional.
It's like you couldn't be bothered. You smoked a packet of cigarettes.
Yeah, how dare you?
You're like an old Kathleen Turner. I beg
hey, you know, she's super old. I saw her the other day on the screen.
But she's had a...
Do you really want to say that to me? Take that back.
No, I'm not talking about age. I'm saying...
Do not compare me to Kathleen Turner now.
I'll never do that.
Take it back.
Well,
pick
your voice
someone
else. Was a bit like it.
No, it does not.
You know, like Thelma and Selma?
Yeah, that's it. Simpsons. Yeah. Simpsons.
You don't join in, oh, Dave, Mr. Blue Tongue.
Well, can I clown you? No, it's too early. I'm going to clown you.
Right, I'm going to clown you again.
Oh,
Mr. Sing Song. Oh, let's just hear Mickey and his.
Don't do it.
You must be
zippity
so old.
Zippity
is that the thing?
My oh my, what a wonderful day.
Yeah, where's the Victor part?
Whether it's sunshine or whether it's rain.
With my Victor, mowing my way.
It's a Victor.
Really?
Is it?
You're making that all up. Do you have a fever dream or something?
What?
I heard that before.
A fever dream?
Yeah.
Well, we did find the original ad.
And here's the 500 Twin. With its big new 170cc twin engine purring smoothly, quietly up the final fairway.
Thank you.
I was really annoyed that you were right there.
Let's get into the calls. Danny's on the line. Danny, who do you want to clown, mate?
The vegan who complained about the bushfire relief finding sausage sizzle.
Oh, my God.
Oh, get him the Karcher, Dave. Oh, that's got Karcher written all over it.
You got yourself a brand new Karcher.
I'd like to hose that vegan down.
Pressure washer.
Do you know the story? Bunnings are doing for this weekend sausage sizzle relief, which is a great idea
so
all around the country.
Brilliant.
And because meat contributes to ethane, what is it?
Methane.
Go and be mean and miserable and boring on your own time. See, this is my thing. Just stop telling other people what to do. If you don't want to go to Bunnings.
Do you know any
you
vegans?
You should ring up Bunnings and go, you know what? I disagree with the policy of meat because of the climate change, so I'm not going there anymore. But I'm not going to tell everyone else.
But why do we know when someone's vegetarian and vegan? Why do they tell us all the time?
Why are they doing it? Because it's on their pasty faces. They're always angry. Eat something. You won't be so angry. Come on.
Michael.
Do you know what he should do? Have one of those sausages.
He'll feel better. You guys, what have I been missing out on all these years?
He cares about my kid's future. This is fantastic.
Cows are contributing. Yeah, all right.
All right, well done, Danny.
Hello,
you now own a Karcher, buddy.
I'm going to go to Michael.
Mm. Yeah, Jane, how you doing?
Good, Michael. I still can't get my head around this story. Can you tell us?
Yeah, no, this one's just on the serious side of Geese of the Week. This how can you, total fire ban, catastrophic fire conditions, everything serious, and whoever authorised the bloody fireworks display over the Sydney Harbour Bridge the other night for 20 minutes is an absolute...
You can't... Oh, wow. You have one job.
That's beyond belief.
That is beyond belief. And why? With how many people would it take to approve to get the fireworks on?
Someone to put their hand up and go, I've got a question. Do you think the timing is pertinent?
This is a bit...
People should be setting fire to stuff and putting it into the atmosphere.
Yeah. You've got to be kidding me. Yeah, well done, Michael.
What was the occasion?
I don't know what the occasion was. I'll look it up.
Michael, good point.
Thank you. Johnny's got one.
Yeah.
G'day, guys.
Johnny, tell us what's happened when you think you're eating your nuts and guess what happens? I mean, not your nuts, but, you know.
Where are you going with this?
What's happening?
You're on air.
I was really silly. I thought I was the embarrassment there. I thought sophisticated. I thought I'd just get some olives off the tray that they usually give you to cleanse your mouth. And unfortunately, I picked up the pips that people had spat out into the bowl.
Johnny, that's revolting.
I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often.
Yuck.
That is disgusting, Johnny. Yeah,
How many did you woof before you realised you mightn't be?
Well, it's hard to bite down on it.
Bit of a pig. I actually had two of them.
But they're so hard to crack. What happened to your teeth, Johnny?
didn't taste real good, though.
Right. Don't touch the hors d'oeuvres around at Johnny's house. Johnny. We've got time for one more. Darren's on the line. Darren, who do you want to clown?
Yeah, sorry, Jane. I've got a clown.
Jane Kennedy! Give him a Karcher, Dave! That is a Karcher. In fact, you look like you'd Karchered yourself.
Okay.
When you came out of...
I went to a car wash and I was all excited. The dog in the back, ready to have my car clean, press the code in, drive up. I'm in the nice container.
Yeah.
I forgot to put the windows up. Car watch it from both sides.
This, I believe, is the most popular photo that we've posted on Kennedy Malloy that yes. you've posted on your Instagram.
Sopping What's wet. What's your Instagram? Jane L. Kennedy.
Jane L. Kennedy. Yeah. It's one of the funniest things I've seen.
The background, though.
I don't even know what made me think to take a photo of myself.
Even the dog looks judgy.
Yeah, she was. She is like, oh, my God.
How did we end up here?
Driving to work today, I think there's a bit of wet carpet because it's got that musty.
Oh, good stuff.
I'll get the Karcher out.
That's it.
Well, that's it. You look like you'd Karcher yourself to within an inch of your life. Thanks for playing, Darren. You got yourself a Karcher.
Well done, a Karcher. It's life's most satisfying clean. All right, coming up, Mix GoFundMe, where you can get involved. If you've got a great idea, you might win yourself $500.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mix GoFundMe. Mix GoFund.
Mix GoFundMe time on Kennedy Malloy, 133353 to get involved.
We don't normally go back-to-back with these two segments, but we're waiting on the Bachelorette.
She's coming in.
Who's running late, possibly, I don't know, probably no, car's probably rocking.
Oh, I don't think that's what's
probably
going.
Consummating their new relationship.
Really?
I think they've already consummated.
Channel 10 PR. I beg your pardon? What?
I believe they've already consummated.
That's pretty quick sticks.
Jeez.
Not quick.
But Zosha pushing his bottom up and down? Well,
I'm sorry, there is this thing where they do film things a while ago.
Oh, here it is.
I'm sorry.
Old lady television.
No, I don't know if you know much about television, Mick.
I don't know much about it.
I have your little show on, your little football show, but, you know.
Cricket show next Thursday, Front Bar.
Is it already coming up?
I have gone and filmed an interview today with the head of Cricket Australia.
How'd that go?
Well, I'm barred from the premises. Here's how that goes. No, it's going to be great. We can't wait. I can't tell you who our guests are yet. It's under
Why
wraps.
Not?
But there's two biggest names in cricket.
Have you got a TV commercial out yet? Have you done an ad?
We did a few.
Yeah?
Right.
It's hard to say what they're like.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll look forward to that.
For next Thursday.
Next Thursday. When is the first
night.
Test, is it?
Right.
No, what's it for?
First test.
First test.
Yeah, next Thursday.
That's right.
You just looked at me like I had 10 heads. Or that I'd just shown you a dick pic.
Hey, Jane got her first dick pic today, everyone. I'm so proud of you. I really am.
Well, big girls growing up.
It's a big day in a woman's life.
Really?
It's changed forever.
I'm a bit come sour about it all.
Well, ask Angie. If he's, what's the name's bloke? What's his name?
No, I'm not going to tell
What's his name?
Do your research. Don't you do any research
Boffo.
On this
Is
show.
It Boffo? I'm going to go with Boffo.
Boffo.
Hi, Angie. Hi, Boffo.
Well, what do you reckon? No,
hey,
you find out his name. I'm not telling you.
Herbert. Going with Herbert. That's what I'm doing.
Groan.
All right, here we go. This is the home of the best ideas the nation has to offer, the youngest, brightest minds of the great land we call
500
Australia.
Bucks.
500 bucks on the line for a good idea that needs funded. This is a GoFundMe, mixed GoFundMe.
How much?
Here's last week's winner.
You go to a party, your hands are full most of the time, go onto the esky and go onto the barbecue to get food. So I suggest we create a belt where you can actually store your beer on your belt, along with pouches for sunscreen, somewhere to hang your flip-flops, keys, your card. So basically you can walk around hands-free
It's a utility
all the time.
Belt.
Yeah. It's a utility belt, like a bat belt.
Yeah.
Really,
it's like Batman had
I
a belt with
that.
Shark repellent and all that stuff. You've got everything you need to go to a barbie. And you're walking around.
Mm. You have superpowers.
You can put a hard hat on too. You look like one of the village people.
And women can have it too. It comes in different colours.
It doesn't pink.
Why not?
It's like a gender reveal. Put it there. Okay, and women can wear that and little hot pants.
Oh, Godfather. All right, let's go to the calls now. All right.
I never fail to,
settle
to
down.
Disappoint you, do
no,
I?
You never fail.
All right.
Okay.
Andrew, you've got to do this? Call him out. Andrew.
Hello,
online.
Andrew.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Yeah, good. Tell us your idea for Mix GoFundMe.
Well, it's a combination of a couple of things that are on the market already.
Yeah.
You need a soda stream.
Yep.
And one of those coffee machine makers with the user pods.
Yep.
And you have beer-flavoured pods, concentrate.
Oh, beer pods.
Different types. Draft, bargain.
Beer pods.
So it's instant brew.
So you have one machine. So the soda stream bubbles it up for you.
Yep.
And any beer you want, any time you want.
So I'll have a CUB pod, thanks.
Yes.
I'll have a light beer pod.
Yes. Yep. So you go. You have to do something with the beer companies to get the sort of the recipe, so that it's a good tasting beer.
Well,
you'd have to develop a relationship, wouldn't you, Andrew?
Well, you can sort of go underground because there's plenty of home brewers and plenty of
Hey, you're on some kind of black market, aren't you?
Gone
now,
underground
Andrew?
On us, Andrew.
What are you doing, mate?
I'm a bit scared now.
They do have a beer pod. They do have a beer pod. It's called a keg.
Hey, Andrew, it's a pretty good idea.
I love working away from a beer pod.
Thank you.
All right, Andrew, it's good. I can't quite get my head around how it goes from powder So it's like a beer bag, like a tea bag.
Yeah.
Little.
Yep.
Ah, no one's getting with me on this. No. Phil.
Hello, Phil.
Hey, Mick, Jane, Dangerous.
Tell us your idea, mate.
It's called D-Tag. It's a drive, tap and go.
Okay.
You wave your license over your stop start engine on the car.
Yeah.
So if you haven't got a valid license, you cannot drive a car.
Okay, well, this is quite a serious, helpful one for the police, I imagine.
So let me get this straight. So it's like a swipe card that your car won't start until you've accessed it, and then the car has your details, which is a driver's registration number, who you are. So you could go away. This will, when there's, I don't know.
What are you saying?
Careful. Well, I'll just borrow someone else's swipe card.
If someone wants to try and steal your car...
What if I take someone else's swipe card?
Yeah.
I say you mean that won't work on my car.
No, driver's licence. If you haven't got a valid driver's licence, you cannot drive a car.
Phil, so I can get this straight, you're doing this from the point of view to stop car theft?
Car theft, yeah.
Yeah, all right. It could stop a whole bunch of
things. I like the South African approach, which was just to have a flamethrower come out of the car door keyhole when you went to break in. It just
Well, it's a pretty good idea, Phil. We'll like that one. We'll keep that in mind.
Geez, Phil, he's taken us to a whole new level here.
He has.
Yeah.
All right. Is it a bit Big Brother for your liking, Jane?
It is a bit Big Brother. Anything that's to do with my driver's licence and swiping and anybody else knowing anything.
I'd be more worried about the picture if I was.
Okay. All right. I was waiting for either that or my date of birth. 50-50 there, really, wasn't it? Okay, let's go to Bernie.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bernie.
Oh, you beat me.
Bernie, what's your idea?
My idea is, like, you know, if you go to a restaurant and, you might have to send your food back, you know, might not be cooked right, something like that, you know, so when it comes back from the kitchen, because you can't be sure, you know, it hasn't been sort of tampered with, you know, some extra attention, you know, a spray that you could spray on it and, you know, would detect, like, you know, saliva or some other bodily fluid.
Oh, my God. So to show it, maybe like a Blu-ray that when they do in
like a luminol.
Yeah, luminol.
Yeah, exactly. Turn the lights off, please. I just need to check out my dinner for body functions.
Wow.
That's not a bad idea.
That's good, Bernie.
I reckon I got one the other day. I would have given the spray.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
You got a meal.
It's on their street out here. Oh, and there was something not right.
Okay.
Jeez.
There's a surprise.
There.
We got another food one. A quickie. Hello, Jason.
How you going, guys?
Tell us your idea quick.
Not as technical as the other ones. Potato cakes, when they're cooked, they've already got tomato sauce under the batter. Ready to go.
Genius.
And so you inject the potato cake with the tomato sauce and then...
And then you deep fry it. Or the potato scallop, as many states call it.
You've had 5 cookbooks and you've never thought to do that.
Yeah, because I don't think it's successful. It will work.
Jason.
Can you do the same with dim sims and soy sauce?
If you want.
Yes!
Who wants to do that?
Trademark me.
Then the sauce will be hot. Will we come back?
Yes, we're going to come back.
More calls.
We're going to do this again. We're going to pick a winner.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mix GoFundMe!
133353 to ring up. Idea, Mikey's off $500. Kennedy
on the line. It's going, gone, will be gone by the end of this segment. One lucky listener who's got a great revolutionary idea that could change the way you live your life.
Let's see if it's Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Thought about this for a while?
Not really.
Go ahead.
It's an app that plays on your phone and it records your workplace. So when you get a phone call, if you've got to make a phone call, you can go to the pub and it sounds like you're at work.
And you're not there. Not a bad idea. But someone's actually already done that on this segment. In fact, their idea, Michael, was slightly more sophisticated. It had a number of different backs. It had like a hospital. So you could choose on the app. It could be your work, hospital,
something that's really
traffic accident.
Picking up police, kids from school.
Picking up a kid background.
Yep.
So that you could do it. Let's remember these days too. They do have tracking devices.
It all sounds a bit clandestine. It all sounds like men like being sneaky about women. That's what it says to me.
Oh, does it? Oh. Well, what about the caller who called into our show and he said he was working in Queensland and he goes, because I've been snowed under here. I'm going to have to stay up for the weekend. I won't be home till Monday. And she goes, oh, that's interesting, because on your phone, your traffic device says you're in Bathurst. and he was in Bathurst for the...
Oh, the race.
I know.
Party for Roto.
Oh, well, I suppose... Yeah,
that's not a bad one.
That's pretty good. Thank you, Michael. Let's go to Tatiana.
Hello.
I think you've got a ripping idea because it's something I would like. Go ahead and tell us.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I hate putting petrol into the car.
You're not the Lone Ranger in the woman department.
Jane does that too.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Mine is an autofill petrol bowser. So basically it has sensors, kind of like a car wash, where it senses your car.
Don't mention the wall.
So it takes your petrol cap off. So it's like a robot arm. It comes out, it takes your petrol cap off, it does it. And then it puts the thing in and it fills it and then it takes it out, replaces your petrol cap.
I like it, Tatiana.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Does it do your windscreen as well? Like what else does it do?
Well, that'll do. We just want the petrol.
Is that a good way to use modern technology?
I think so. I like it.
All right. Well, it's in the hunt.
All right. Yeah. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. What's your idea?
Yeah, look, my idea is pretty simple. Basically, it's just soap shaped like a donut.
Right. Why do you need that?
Well, you could just, you never drop it. You'll hang it anywhere. And you could have large, medium, small.
All right, yeah.
So you're working hands-free now is what you're saying.
It's just so hard to hold a bar of soap.
I will call it bathroom coits.
Yes. That's it. We call it that. Yeah. You get several of them.
Holding soap is so difficult, isn't it? Bathroom
coits. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Jerry.
Dave,
we'll
you just get a pack
that.
Of Lifesavers.
How dare you?
John.
Let's go to John. Hello, John.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Go for it, mate. What do you got?
Mate, it might be a bit technical and all that sort of rubbish.
Oh, well, don't judge us.
Oh, sorry, probably go over our heads.
Sorry if we're
not. John, you.
Tech heads enough, John.
Intellectual giant.
Yeah, you should stand up then, Mick. What I'm proposing is for a very portable, hand-driven machine, a little battery charge.
Hey, John, you've had a couple, haven't you?
Oh, I haven't. I've just got home from work.
All right, keep going.
And you take it on hiking trips. So when you get lost up in the snow or the bloody mountains or whatever, and you are wandering the coppers, but then all of a sudden you run out of battery and you can't tell them where you are.
It's like
a little cigarette size hand wound up little generator you can charge.
Yeah. The word generator makes
sexy.
Me.
It's not a sexy idea for me.
I feel like it's going to be too heavy in my backpack.
I'm thinking of something the size of a minibar.
Yeah, Jenny.
You know what I mean?
But I like your idea, though. I like the thinking.
Why are you taking your phone when you're going hiking? You're supposed to be out with nature.
In case you get lost.
Yeah, good.
Thank you. Hello, Chris. We'll go to the next one. Chris, what's your idea?
I'd like to put a device on your car so that as you approach the car wash, it makes the windows automatically raise up.
Oh.
That's not bad.
Not bad. Is that directed at me, Chris?
Indirectly, but maybe.
Yeah, I'm damp hair here.
Well, if only I had that device on my car. Thank you, Chris. They've all been very good.
Need to get a winner.
We need a winner, Mickey.
I am going back to the first break and Bernie with the luminol for food to see if your chef's spatting
it. Oh, that's smart, Bernie. Good on you, Bernie.
Hey, guys.
You got $500 towards that invention.
I expect to see it on the shelves at some stage.
You got it. $500 coming your way. Angie's here. The Bachelorette with her new beau.
Hello.
Going to join us right after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just ahead of Angie's going to join us in a moment. We just heard Australian Crawl there. Joe in Sydney has just won tickets to our Garrard session with James Rain for Movember in Melbourne. So Joe will fly you down to Melbourne. She rang up the other day, Jane, for correcting you that it was Marlena, not Marlene.
Saying Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
Devastatingly.
You were the biggest fan in the world and you didn't know the name.
You were probably interrupting me.
Luckily, she was only on the show for 40 years.
You know what? Everybody who knows me knows that I know Marlena and all there was to know about her.
Accommodation and two tickets to the Garrard session. Thanks to Movember.com.
It was an emotion-charged Bachelorette finale last night with Angie's final decision.
I think a part of me...
Don't cry. Hey.
Leaving Tim heartbroken.
Oh, I'm never talking about my feelings ever again.
But for Cullen, on the other hand...
I feel like you are the perfect guy for me. And I'm completely falling in love with you.
I am falling in love with you too.
We welcome to the show The Bachelorette 2019, Angie Kent, and the guy who won her heart, Carlin Sterrett.
Oh my God, I feel a bit uncomfortable in here.
Look at this, it's all a bit handsy. Just for 5 minutes.
Yeah. We were allowed for so long, but now it's so nice.
So how long have you been sneaking around for?
Oh, about
Well, not three your months. About 3 months. Yeah. Hey.
Have you gone any? Have you?
Okay, you know, the older.
Would you ask anybody? You're out for dinner. Would you say that at a dinner party?
Yes,
how
I
long
would.
Have you been?
It's very rude. You probably would.
We high five and you know pat each other's head every now and then.
Every now and then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you pat on their head. Never heard anybody.
And what's he like in the sack?
No.
Straight into it.
Does he go off like a firecracker?
I don't think that's.
The puddle sister's looking at me. I'm in trouble.
But seriously, like, come on. Okay. After 9 weeks of, you know,
there's
got to
be
only.
Built up sexual tension, is what I would
say. Is he a generous lover?
We're grown up.
Stop it. That's enough now.
I'm very open about that stuff. And
you were very open from the get-go, Angie, and we love you.
How open? Keys in the bowl?
No,
the bowl.
That's enough.
Right, listen, I'm going to send you out of the studio now.
I'm just trying to help.
No, you're not helping. I watched from the beginning. And I wanted to say that, Angie, you were a great choice. When you came out and we saw you, I felt you were very vulnerable. Mm. Felt you were someone that had been hurt in the past or hadn't been out with someone for a long time.
Going to be hurt again, it looks like to me.
No, Carlin is not.
Carlin, I'm a Tim man. I don't even know. No, I'm just
anyway, back to me.
Jeez.
Angie, I was concerned about some of the guys that were available for you.
Okay.
Who in particular?
Oh, no, well, there was some that I thought. There was a few guys that I thought, well, he's about 12. As if you're going to go out with him.
I love that you use the number 12. Everybody that's younger than me, I'm like, oh, God, they're 12. They need to go home.
That is your
don't I?
Age,
I'm like,
yeah.
12-ies, too many 12-ies.
No, it is. But you did need someone of the stature and the lovely nature that you have as well, Carlin.
Oh,
and also,
your
dad liked him better than he liked
Which is
Tim.
So odd.
That's a biggie, isn't it?
I thought my dad would be, because my
your
dad
was scary.
Is very eccentric.
He was very strong.
But
very...
he's not. He's Tim. Tim was him back in his day. So I thought dad would froth.
So he didn't like Tim's long hair, you
no,
see.
No, but dad had long hair.
Well,
dad
that's rubbish, isn't it?
See, that's why I was like, mate, I'm going to still do what I want to do. You watch me.
Both of you guys, I have lots to ask you.
Carlin, what's your intentions with this young lady? is this for real? Are we coupling up for life? Or what
don't you watch the show. He's already made his intentions.
Yeah,
what'd you say?
Honourable intentions, my friend. It's a
well said.
It's a long-term thing. This is not just for the sake of it. It's not just for shits and giggles.
You're really in it. This is fair. It's good
on
you.
You look great together. I've got a few questions.
Where was Osher? Why did Osher not turn up? It's the grand final.
I know.
It's the big one.
Having a kid, eh?
Having a kid. Oh, pardon
family
me.
Family comes, though. Osher.
New baby comes
first.
He's got his stepdaughter.
But this is his baby boy.
He's got one
created job,
and that's to make sure you two get off safely. And he,
and let, he did,
let,
though.
He let himself down. He let the show down.
I want to get back to the nitty gritty of the show.
You're so keen.
I'm so keen. I've got so many questions.
I love it.
For example, is it Kieran who nudged up?
Yeah, Kieran nudged up.
Kieran nudged up. He was the guy that
Jane got her first dick pic today. She did.
I did.
Did you not know that? She did.
Oh, did you see it?
It's a big day.
Full, like, as in his? Or
no, not Kieran. Some random guy.
I saw it was full throttle.
That's what I imagined. I knew you saw full throttle.
No, there's more full throttle.
There's like photos
Beach
out there.
Full
now.
Throttle ones of him nude again if you
so
want to
no,
a cheeky
he's not
dick
right
pic.
For you. He wasn't right for you because he was a bit too out there.
Maybe CC me on that.
No.
It was lovely, but. Also, I want to know, in the cocktail parties, are you pissed?
I'm never allowed to have more than about 4 drinks, but the boys,
that's
I think, can get pretty lit.
Can you spike
me.
Those drinks? Or
how'd
is it
you go, Carlin?
No, I was pretty good. Hey, I never went past 4.
But
I
isn't that
allowed.
The idea? Does it go really late? Was it really cold? You looked really cold so many times, I think.
It's the middle of winter.
Yeah. Because all the producers had puffer jackets on.
I know. I love how everybody's like, act like how when everybody views it. And I'm sitting there going.
But you had frost coming
like,
every
frozen.
Time you speak.
What do you do for crust, Carlin? What's your go? What's your...
So I'm an F45 trainer.
Okay, same.
No, I knew we shared the same passion.
Well, come to class.
Carlin,
I don't know. Your business. Where is it? Where
do you, I'm in Hurstville in Sydney.
Okay, good on you. If you're in the Hurstville area and you want to get ripped like me and Carlin.
I'll just say, Carlin, you might want to just do one of those buttons up because I can see.
There's a lot. There's an extra one now.
You asked him to do the buttons up and I spent all my time popping them.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Guys, we're very thrilled for you. It's been a great series.
We are.
much, hey.
Jane was a massive fan. She was nuts. She used to come in and watch all the time.
Well, of course. But good on you. You're very entertaining. Now I see you together, I feel really good about you both.
Oh, good.
That's awesome for
you. I know. I really do feel that there's
But when the wheels fall off, I can... I know some guys.
You know some guys. You can hook me up. That's right. You got some numbers.
Okay. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Good guys.
Crazy Carlin. Coming up next, Dave O'Neill.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, and it's going to be an absolute corker. Make no mistake about that. We've got a big guest coming up in just a moment. But also, how dare you?
How dare you?
Do you have a story from How Dare You?
Yes, I do. One that I don't like to hear. The Whis factory is closed down. You know, Whis
Bars?
No.
How
dare you?
They make very good ice creams.
They make beautiful ice creams, fruit ice creams.
They're an Australian company.
Down. Yep. How dare you? I'm not saying it's their fault, but, you know, life has that.
What about us? What do we do for a Whis Bar from now on?
I don't know. To make our own. I'll make you one.
All right. Well, that'll be one of the stories we'll put up on
And the Bird of the Year we're going to announce.
Fantastic.
Guardian newspaper Bird of the Year.
The Bird of the Year. We'll have the Week in Review. We'll take calls and tweets.
Dave O'Neill's here and he's laughing.
Hey,
Bird of the Year.
You come on a good day.
Hey,
let's introduce the bloke.
The last time Dave O'Neill was in, Mick and Jane were keen to know more about his identical twin brother.
Yes, we are identical.
But not Booper now.
Ad, wouldn't it? It's like a Booper ad.
It's like a Jenny Craig ad.
You should have the same genetic makeup.
Well, we should have. I'm only fat because I eat bad food.
You should do some poo jogging.
Why?
I'll take off the weight and maybe.
Why should he?
I'm more of a wee hurdler. I like to challenge.
Please welcome back to the show, Dave O'Neill.
Well, he's just hoovered a box of Cheezels. We've got all this food out here today because Hamish and Andy sent us a gift pack.
Good on them.
Their show starts on Sunday night.
I know.
And it was a backpack, like you're going on an adventure. And they sent us lots
little
of
Cheezels, and they're nice.
And then Dave got pranked that he's not happy about it. So
blue twisties.
Look at me.
He's got a blue tongue. He's got a blue tongue, and he's off to you too. Yeah. So his world's just crumbling down around
now,
him.
Now, you ran into the Bachelor?
Can I start here? This is you and me are interviewing the Bachelor and her boy.
And
I'm going, we're going all right here. And I'd look over, and through the thing on the couch is Dave head back, fast asleep.
It was
public transport head nod.
Yeah. Oh, you're off the box of Cheezels. I wasn't looking at her. You know, I always go back to the original Bachelor. The original Bachelor, the original American one, was a really rich guy. And when you got to marry him, he owned mansions. And so when you get to
end up with we forgot about all that.
Yeah, now we end up with a Bachelorette. She's probably renting an apartment in the Sunshine Coast and works at Priceline. Like,
the same with the guys.
I want to be a kept man.
I want to be a kept man.
Yeah, well, you're not going to be if you end up with a Bachelorette.
I've always said this. Who's the singer I love?
Adele.
Adele.
my ideal future would be to be the kept husband.
Of Adele.
Of Adele. And she can go out and make her records. I'll stay home.
Sadly, I think that could be on the cards. I think she lives in a castle now. I could see you just.
Yeah.
And you could play
Morning,
golf.
Morning, Adele.
Play golf when
you How do you like the sandwiches today?
I also heard the news.
I think she'd fall for you.
Yeah, she probably would. I heard the news that you had got your first dick pic, Jane, which is exciting.
It is a good day.
I'm not as excited as I probably should be because I'm actually quite appalled. It
wasn't from me because mine are in panorama. So
you got the old fisheye lens there. you can see mine at IMAX.
But of course, we couldn't do that when we were growing up, could we, Mick?
No, thank God.
No, because we did take out photos of the chemists and get them developed.
That's right.
No, we just had flashes.
Yeah, and who would have been judged by Roger from AmCal, not me? He kept all the good ones.
What about these apps? We were talking about the apps in Bathurst.
The guy who said he couldn't make it home.
He said he was going to stay in Queensland for the weekend because he was snowed under. And she goes, really? Because I'm on my phone. I can see that you're in Bathurst.
Yeah,
see,
and
he was for the race.
I call that the husband tracker. That app because my wife she rang me the other day and she goes, are you in a McDonald's drive thru? I'm like,
were you?
Yeah, I was. My car had broken down, Jay.
Yeah, but I ring Dave just at random and that's the answer.
Dave,
just out of interest.
I'm like, yeah, I was there and
but pardon me, can it just not be a wife tracker as well?
So, it can be a wife tracker.
Oh, well, thanks for that.
She's always in spotlight. Like, there's no, you know.
I've got one of those anklets around my leg, so
women have affairs too.
Oh, I know. That
women misbehave.
I don't think it's an affair with a big man.
It is equal
occasion,
opportunity.
Is
you're it? Making it out.
You're going in for the girls, are you?
I am going for the girls.
Well, my wife just says, you're too fat to eat McDonald's. You're going to die, and hangs up. And then I look up and I see a speck. I think, is that a missile coming for me? Because that's what they, that was what
that's the technology was technology.
For.
Do you know, someone said from a satellite, they can zoom in now. And if you were standing in your back garden holding a 20 cent piece, they could tell whether it's heads or tails.
We're back to dick pics.
this one was heads.
Imagine getting a dick pic on satellite.
Oh, yeah.
Would that be a first? Imagine using that technology.
Yeah. Our dads didn't have the Find My Phone. I remember my dad on Saturday afternoon going, I've got to go to the hardware shop. And then came back 4 hours later with, no nails or hammers.
Oh, you never knew where he went.
Yeah, and I go, I didn't know.
That's got pub written all
over it. Yeah, I know Mitre 10 sold beer.
They were close.
They were close.
All right, can you hang around, Dave? Plenty more to talk to you about.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave O'Neill with us as well. His podcast, A Debrief, and Somehow Related, wherever you get your podcasts, always a good listen to. Kennedy Malloy.
You'd be a good bachelor. Why wouldn't you? Would you ever be the bachelor?
Well, considering his partner and children.
What? Because everyone doesn't lie about their background to get
onto
that.
That's a very stupid thing to say, Mike.
Mine's quite public, though. You can find it by Googling.
And I guess we say, why don't you be the bachelor?
Yeah,
but
actually,
you're
you would be right.
You're single. No,
but no. I think there would be a lot of disappointment when the girls got out of the car.
I would sleep with all of them.
You're wealthy, though. I mean, you're doing all right.
So we were talking off air and saying, and I don't mean to be mercenary, but what are the prospects of these fellows?
These young men, a lot of them don't have jobs.
So she's talking to them and you've got to start, if
she's going
to have a
family. How did you find him?
I really liked Carl.
Okay, so before he walked in, you were completely in the Tim camp.
You were Team Tim.
And you said, don't know why she would have picked... Don't know why he would have picked him.
No,
he's
I didn't
boring.
Say that. Rubbish.
He seems humorless.
Sorry, I said
he doesn't have a sense of humour.
Mick Malloy, you must stop bloody lying.
He looked a bit
and saying that I say these things. I don't. I just said I don't know if they're really in love, and I don't know about him. He looked
like Clark Kent.
He came across a bit boring on television.
Oh, he seems a bit boring.
Okay, so 5 minutes in here with Mr. F45 with the guns.
Not 5 minutes, two minutes.
With the guns out, the two buttons down.
No.
All of a sudden,
I like
him. He's swooning.
Best guy in the world.
You were wetter than you were in the car wash the other day.
You might have crossed the line there.
No,
I'm really
the hair.
How dare you and crown you all at once?
He would be a good husband and a father.
He would be.
Yeah, he'd be
and
good.
You know what?
Where's Tim?
Well, that's the
Tim needs
that's
to go
the faintest praise I've ever heard.
Tim needs to go backpacking
in
Europe.
He's safe as houses. He's boring as bats.
He's not. Listen.
I like the guy.
I liked the guy immediately. I thought he made me feel comfortable. Actually, aren't I supposed
chest,
to make him feel comfortable? He's coming in on us.
Yeah. Comfortable.
I liked him. Okay.
We'll just see if you said you're a dick.
I think.
God's sake. No, Mick, you're being silly today. Come on. What happened yesterday? Where were you?
Yeah, you were sick.
I was very sick.
Did someone,
Your Honour?
Did someone pop something in your drink?
Quite possibly. Did you have my tongue was bluer than Dave's.
Well, that means someone gave you Rohypnol.
What do you mean?
I believe that Rohypnol turns drinks blue.
Oh, really?
Did you have a blue drink yesterday?
Well, we in the pool. Remember when you were in the pool?
That's 72. Correct.
Sorry, Dave.
No, it's not in the pool.
Yeah, it goes red or a different colour, doesn't it, when you were in the pool?
Dave, you are going to a bizarre gig and you're leaving tonight. I don't mean bizarre.
I'm going to Kalgoorlie.
Yeah, that is a long way to go
for a gig,
live.
Mate.
Doing a gig for the miners.
That'll
be good
on them.
Who mine the super pit.
They will love you.
I do all the big gigs.
I've done some miners. They're good fellas and women, and they're great. It's a great gig.
It was some concern because I had the cover band Powder Keg were playing for an hour. Then I had to go on after them. So I've negotiated that back down to half an hour, and then I'll go on. And it's in a park.
Did you say the cover band?
You just cut Powder Keg. You've cut Powder Keg in half, mate. That's terrible.
They're going on after me as well.
No, that's smart.
Yeah.
You have them. They have a little bit of rocking on.
So
then Dave,
I did one for BHP, and we were flown up. They flew me up in a private jet up to their mine. No, but it sounded great. One of those weird ones where the seats face each other.
Oh yeah.
Oh, right.
Which is quite confronting.
Well, it's mansplaining.
Because I was trying to join the Mile High Club as well. which made it. Sorry, guys, just turn away for a second.
There are no women on the plane.
No, there's no women.
Are you sure you're all right? Are you all right today? Because you're a bit loose.
A shout out to 981 Triple M Kalgoorlie, too, who take this show.
I'll see you all there.
Can I
tell you, my grandfather was born in Kalgoorlie.
Wow.
Yes.
See, so was Kevin Bloody.
Can I bring interesting facts?
Kalgoorlie is a great outback town.
Kevin Bloody Wilson.
And go to the Skimpies.
There you go.
It's from there. Oh, the Skimpies? skimpies, yeah. Well, they're famous barmaids. I'll be doing a bit of skimpy work myself.
What's a skimpy?
It's a topless barmaid.
The topless bars.
That's what they call them.
It's famous for it because it's historically Jane.
Do they have a Hooters up there or is it just...
No.
Hooters is considered family entertainment up there. I'll talk you through it.
Can we plug something else, please, for Dave? I just feel like we're just trampled.
So your wife had that tracker. She knows you in a McDonald's warehouse. She must laugh sometimes. And go, just pick up a phone and goes, "Oh, Dave's in Kalgoorlie."
Yeah, exactly.
Like Dave's down in Gympie.
All sorts of places.
Dave's but I trust. Oh, your wife trusts you.
Yeah. I'm.
But why's she got a tracker?
Because if you lose your phone,
it's good.
Okay, just dial it down.
You take the tone out of your voice today. Honestly.
Yeah, and it's good for teenagers and stuff too.
Yes, it is. Although a couple of mine have
turned them off.
Debunked.
Oh, that's no good.
Jumped ship, yeah.
What about the guys? They said,
"Mum, that is creepy."
In Fremantle, I think it was a Fremantle coach, Ross Lyon.
Yeah.
Was, oh no, it might have been when he was in St Kilda. And a pre-season training, all the players have to have a GPS to keep her so he knows how long they're running.
Yeah. Oh.
And they're doing all that. Anyway, he put his on his dog.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
And they've called in the player and they've gone, good. Gee, you've done a lot of running over the summer. And here's an interesting fact. Your top speed's 80Ks.
Dave, right. Good luck in Kalgoorlie.
Yes, thanks. Thanks very much. And my podcast summer related is a very special one this week because it's a live one with Sang Pang, your friend.
Oh, we did a live one?
Yeah, we did a live one. Yeah. Right.
I heard that went great.
Can I say something? You'll do all the heavy lifting.
I bet you.
I haven't lifted yet.
Pang.
And you know what he does? He sneaks in, drops one bomb, and then he's like a five-minute footballer.
Yeah,
so he just comes in, drops a bomb, and then backs off.
Yeah.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing
that. Like
Zorro.
Yeah. He puts his stamp on it.
And leaves.
Go to Dave's podcast, everyone.
Dave O'Neill.
Cheers.
Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All your dreams are dashed.
How dare you?
All you talk about is eternal groundswell. How dare you?
How dare you?
Yeah.
Let's get the ball rolling.
All right.
Can I start? In honour of, it's Osher Gunsberg. You've got one job. It's to turn up.
Oh, my God.
And it's the last episode of a season. You need to be there.
How dare you?
And what's his feeble reason?
Osher will be listening right now.
What's he got? What is it?
Oh, his partner had a baby. His wife had a baby.
Well, okay.
And the baby was born.
The best thing he could do
happening.
Is pay some bills and provide a roof over that baby's head.
He's doing that
by
very
doing
well.
His job.
How dare you?
He's like these footballers. These footballers who come in and go, "I can't play the grand final." That's your job.
I understand for a grand final, a footballer should play in a grand final.
Of course they should.
But I think now Angie didn't need Osher there to, whisper and say.
So
Angie,
what you're saying is Osher is not important to that program. It will survive without him. Channel 10.
Do you know what?
You should.
You would be a really awful prosecutor in a court, and I would just trample all over you because I'd just go.
No, you just turn on the waterworks. So here she goes again.
Another packet of tissues, please,
to the dock.
Congratulations, by the way, to Osher.
Yeah.
For having the baby and his partner.
Do
it's
your job, Osher. I'm very disappointed in you. It's not even his first child.
It is his first child. He's got a stepdaughter and it's his first child.
Awesome.
Yeah, but
great news.
What do you mean, you know?
It's not a big occasion.
Oh, my God.
How dare you?
You can film it. You can film it and I'll look at it later. Send us some pics.
All right. I'm going to go with the Texas family. A Texas family was told to take down a snowman in their front garden.
Oh.
How dare you?
No, I haven't got to the point yet.
The outrage, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because people said it was too early for Christmas decorations.
How dare you?
Now, I'm in agreement on this one, though.
Well, no one cares what you think.
I would run that snowman over.
Why?
It's too early.
The Homeowners Association in their street, God, Americans, God help us. Wouldn't that drive you mad to have a Homeowners Association?
That's a body corporate, isn't it?
Well, it's not a body corporate for apartments.
Well, you live in a gated community, so, you know, it's fairly hard.
Oh, yeah. With all my staff. How many have I got again?
Moat.
Yeah, a moat, yeah. And a Rolls Royce.
Leafy. You need a moat and you wander around the front lawn with a parasol.
That's my life.
You often say, let's take a turn in the garden.
I do.
You say to me.
I do. Shall we take a turn?
Wandering around like the girls
Association.
From Picnic and Hanging Rock. That's what they look like.
Miranda.
At a party at Jones.
Wait for me, Miranda.
Now, but hang on. What date is it?
It's the...
You can't put a snowman up in your thing and
it's not
on.
Thanksgiving
it's too
yet
early.
In America either. They said they put a dampener on their holiday spirit. They said, take down your inflatable snowman.
And so they should. I would have told
them.
They defied
it. They defied the manoeuvre. So what about the pub we found out about that encouraged to have people to bring their dogs to the pub?
It was a great pub. It was in Melbourne, out in the west of Melbourne. Was it called Josephine's? I think it was Josephine's.
Right.
A great, great idea. You have a pub. You can go with your dogs.
Into the beer garden or
one
wherever.
One person has complained about it.
It hasn't shut down.
And they've gone to think, and you're no longer allowed to take your dogs.
Oh, my God.
That's or annoying. Your pets.
Please,
too.
I don't want to be that
ruin.
Person.
One complaint. Why ruin it for everyone else? Don't go there.
It's like people who complain when people have a party and say, turn the music down. Why do you do that? Honestly, I don't understand. Why wouldn't you let people have a fun night? It's not every night.
For example, they're playing Elton John or something.
Oh, join in.
Oh, Mr. Kravitz.
Turn this song off. Turn Little Genie off.
Hey, let's try. Andrew wants to get involved. Andrew, you're outraged. Why?
This is a two-part how dare you. Firstly, Jane, I thought the gender reveal bog dust, how dare you? That was
how dare you?
That was
the gender of mine. It wasn't mine, was it?
No, you did it. You've got five kids. It's a big night.
I just don't know the Triple M audience needed to hear that.
I'm sorry. It was a bit ripe.
She lowers the tone a lot on this program.
Yeah, it's completely my fault.
What's your other one, Andrew?
Well, it did remind me of another colourful but distasteful pop I digested recently, and that's in the nature of a rainbow paddle pop.
Very popular in my household.
What's happened? What's your beef with the rainbow paddle pop?
Look, what they've gone and done is they've changed the recipe on us, and all in the name of claiming an extra half a point in the health rating scale.
Oh, you're joking.
Give it to
How
him.
Dare you?
That is Greta's outrage.
Yeah. No, that's not. That's not.
That is bullsh. That is unbelievable.
That is not correct.
The rainbow, it has its place in the firmament, in ice cream.
It better not be made of yogurt. Is that what you're suggesting, Andrew?
Oh, look, the mouthfeel has just completely changed.
If the mouthfeel's wrong, then it's wrong.
is your tongue blue? is your tongue blue? Check that out.
We've got a prize for Andrew. I've very much enjoyed this.
What about the bubble gum? Did you ever enjoy the bubble gum paddle pop?
Bubble-O Bill?
No, bubble gum.
Oh, the bubble gum paddle pop.
Yeah.
No, I don't care for that flavour.
Pretty yum.
It's too sweet for my teeth. Mm. Don't like it.
All right. That's our segment.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to the Holden, Colorado.
Yeah, baby. I always call it on a Friday.
Holden, Colorado.
So Friday's always a great day in the life of the Colorado owner.
Because
you've been going to and from work in a business-like fashion behind the wheel of the Colorado. And now, it's like that sexy ad, you know, where or the film clip where the hot chick with the glasses takes them off.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden turns into a sex bomb or something. Yeah. That's
what the Colorado driver fantasizes about.
On a weekend.
You know what? We spoke to Jeff yesterday. You weren't here. Jeff was great.
Who's Jeff?
He is about 23, owns his own business.
He should be the bachelor. He should be the bachelor.
He should be. He had a girlfriend, but, you know, don't
know about
that. The
bachelor drives to Colorado.
And he would go out to the most beautiful beaches on the coast of WA.
Yeah.
Imagine that every weekend with a hottie. That'd be great. I'd say Nick. Hello, Nick. You there?
Yeah, I mean,
you're a Colorado driver, Nick. How many years you've been in that hotted up, beautiful looking? Is it red, orange car?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? I'll tell you this, and this is the problem interviewing someone who owns a Holden, Colorado.
Yeah,
they can get so far off the beaten track.
Yes, I think that's
what's
happened.
They can get to points in this country. They can get to the tallest peak. They can go to the pointy bit right up the top and sit on the end. They can go wherever they want, and we can't contact them.
And that's what they want. And I can tell you that Nick has an orange. Rock.
It's called Orange Rock. It's the colour. You know the colour. You've seen the colour.
And he works with trucks and machinery. It's his primary vehicle. But
he knows
loves
a bit about automotive machinery.
And he's calling from Queensland. He loves exploring the beach and the bush. And I reckon that's
where
he's right.
He's owned a number of Holdens. He's a Holden man. So he's a rusted on Holden.
And guess what he loves?
Owner, and he's graduated to the Colorado.
He has. He loves the power of this baby.
Oh, who wouldn't?
He likes the feeling when he's behind the wheel and the world is his oyster.
And what's under the bonnet?
As he rides to the gates of oblivion on a horse called
Destiny. Congratulations, Nick, on being our Colorado owner.
Well done, Colorado.
Now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And a shout out to Maddie Dare on the Pots and Pans.
Oh, yeah, Maddie.
Incredible job.
Thank you, Maddie.
He's a good job. He's high maintenance, let's be honest.
He puts together a little package we call the Week in Review.
We started the week with news of Virgin Voyages launch into Australia.
It's cruises with a difference.
What's the difference?
No kids allowed.
Okay.
There's a tattoo parlor on board. Can also be accommodated for vegans because I have vegan ink.
I'd rather be on a boat with kids.
No,
than a boat with vegans.
Okay?
Make no mistakes.
You get a wardrobe team will help you unpack a peekaboo shower.
Okay. Peekaboo shower doesn't sound illegal to me. Look, our next case is charged with peekaboo showers.
Tom Gleisner filled us in on a weekend birthday party.
I had a 50th.
Wow, that's getting up there.
It is. If you're wondering, it's like a 40th, but with more chairs. We arrived, you know, it was the please, no gifts.
Oh,
and
yes.
And you walk in and there is a table groaning.
No, yeah, I know. No. So do a donation instead, often people saying.
What about please, no party, just send gifts?
Mick took this love interest shot in the dark.
Bob Irwin.
Yeah, Robert.
Guess who he is dating?
Sure. Who?
It's Suri.
Oh, really?
Tom Cruise's daughter.
Hang on.
What?
How did they meet?
They're pen pals.
The pen pals. She wrote him a note. Get me out of this crazy Scientology hellhole.
Jim Jefferies joined us from LA and let us in on an exciting new project of his.
Yeah, I'm doing a pilot for NBC about my life, and it's going to be a guy who has a late night talk show, who's a single dad, etc., etc. But we'll have the character. He'll have his dad live with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll have a job where he talks down radio. I've just rewritten Frasier. And that was on NBC. I realise now why they like it so much. They're going, we like this. This is something we could see.
We spoke with the country's authority on minimum chips, Brandon Gatkins.
So do you weigh them?
I weigh the chips.
So you're like a food critic. They don't know you're there.
You're undercover.
You're incognito.
I use a fake name.
Now, should you pay for salt or chicken salt or sauce?
Should get your choice of salt. Should never pay for sauce.
Vinegar as well, yes
vinegar
or no?
Vinegar at home. It's a personal preference.
And our caller Matt alerted us to this concerning trend.
We've got a couple of local fish and chip shops that have seen sneaking in a half minimum chip. Now, I just don't get that.
How can you have a half of a minimum?
That then becomes a minimum.
I think that's what girls like to order, so it sounds better. I'll have a half minimum chips and a Diet Coke, please.
Matt Preston popped by.
What have you got there?
Well, I always, when I come in, I like to bring Jane Flowers.
How do you think that makes me feel?
I've done something different, Mick. I normally know you're jealous. I bought you a little bunch.
What's
of
that?
Kale.
Of
kale.
Early kale.
Early kale.
I thought that was big buds of marijuana. And I was so... I thought you were my new bud tender.
We met the amazing Brenda Palmer.
You have worked at the Coles supermarket.
As a checkout chick.
Yes. For 50 plus years. Is that correct?
That's a great story.
And we salute you.
I didn't really think that 52 years later I'd still be here.
Do you mind me saying your age?
I'm 87.
87?
88 in January. I'll be two fat ladies.
10 years younger, you'd be in a lot of trouble right now, Brenda, let me tell you.
Hamish and Andy told us about their new TV series, Perfect Holiday.
Where we take it in turns to plan the adventure for the other guy on alternating dates.
And we found a guy called Ed who crossbreeds chilies. He said, I've got a new chili called Pepper X, hasn't been released yet.
This is terrible.
It's never been consumed by a human yet.
Wow.
And
he's a father. This is irresponsible of him.
Your underpants need heat-resistant tiles, like from the space shuttle.
And porcelain did. Three floors below me at the hotel room. The next morning, the chili was burning through the toilet.
And with Mick in the sick bay yesterday.
Malloy out today. Limo in the house.
I was waiting in the car park, as I do every day.
We reopened the Bogan file.
A girl called Paige Ginn, gender reveal, put on social media. She's lying down, dax off. She farted the result. A puff of blue smoke. Let's just have a listen. Ash Harvey has said that's how they should announce the new Pope.
And our callers once again delivered some stunning examples of bogan behaviour.
When you go to the public swimming pool in your jeans. You've got to be the bogan when you end up at the bus stop with your Coles trolley. You know you're a bogan when your funeral suit, your wedding suit and your court suit are the same one.
Oh, I am one.
Good for you.
Because I got burnout out of the front of my house to tell me mates which house I live in.
But the week's most unfortunate incident.
I went to the car wash today.
So?
Well, what's the most stupid thing you could do when you go through a car wash when you sit in the car?
I don't know, Jane.
I have the windows down.
What are you talking about?
If anybody's ever wanted to know the pressure of those car washes as you go through, it's effing strong. So I got... I did swear, like there's no tomorrow. The dog just
looked
at me.
The dog
was in the back. Dry as a bone.
There it is. Wow. The week on Kennedy.
I worry about you. Are you okay?
You worry about me.
That's just...
My God.
Well,
maybe you need a mental health day, do you think?
Have no words to say to that.
All really? Right. Well, it was a good week all round. Thank you, Matty Dower, for putting that together.
Matty, that's funny. You to our team. Thanks to everybody for this week.
It's been great fun.
It's been great fun. I had a great, and thank you to Limo for filling in for you because you had your special day.
You probably need a couple of Limos.
Well, in fact, I might see Limo on Monday.
Wow, I'm playing golf.
Yes, you're playing golf. So you've got a very busy life. And you know what? I'm here.
I'm playing golf. I might have permission to say.
Okay.
I'm facilitating your special days. Is that what
well,
I'm
Well, it's the least you could do.
Mm-hmm.
And I carry you every day.
You do. I'm so lucky.
What are you going to do? How are you going to do it?
You know what? As I've said, I'm the luckiest girl in the world. Limo's coming back. And you know what? I'd start to get a bit concerned.
Oh, really?
I've had a lot of great feedback about how fantastic.
Liam and
I have this great chemistry. And you seem, and you and I today in particular, like we've just been arguing a lot.
Like you and the batch? Have you ever seen anyone change their tone quicker?
Unbelievable. But she's going, oh, look, his buttons come right down. And he's got no chest hair either.
Do you not understand entertainment? I am trying to be entertaining.
Imagine if I said that to the Bachelorette. Oh, excuse me, could you just maybe do another one of those buttons up? Because,
stuff you all.
A bit horsey.
It's cracked them.
You know what you need to do? Drop into the car wash on the way home.
Well, if only you knew how to be entertaining.
Wow. Let's not end like that. Big hug.
Yeah, that's it.
A big day. You've got a dick pic.
Hooray for me.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details.